Hello.
Hello, Betty.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Robert with the Legal Guidance Group. Based on the information you recently submitted, it looks like you may qualify for Social Security benefits. By any chance, miss, are you already receiving or have you already applied for SSDI or SSI?
I have disability, whatever that is. Social Security disability.
I understand. Well, let me tell you, Ms., that there could be some other opportunities available. For example, if you do have the SSDI and your monthly payment is low, you may also qualify for SSI to supplement your income. For instance, if your SSDI payment is less than the federal SSI amount and you meet the financial...
Right now, I think it's going down to a... Because I took that Advantage stuff. And they're through Aetna, is that what you call them?
Aetna, yeah.
And so, I do need some more money.
I understand. So that's the reason of our call. You can qualify for SSI to top up your benefits so you can have a little more income at the end of the month. I just need to verify your information, and then I'll be able to connect you with one of our specialists. So making
okay.
sure... We have you
okay.
here at the age of 62 years old. Is it right?
I'm 62. I was born in 63. Heck, I don't even know. I can't remember. I took a drug called gabapentin. And I tell you what, never will that stuff go in my body again. It had me sleeping 3 days at a time or 4 days at a time. And
oh,
I'd wake up and wonder, what the heck happened to me?
Okay.
And miss, oh, man, it was awful. If I could sue them people, that stuff would get off the market.
I completely understand. But no worries. We'll go ahead and just get you more information on regards of the benefits. And to continue with the process, we have your last name here listed as Woodall, W-O-O-D-A-L-L.
Correct.
Thank you so much. And is your address 419 Old Monticello Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318?
No, it's 31061, Milledgeville.
All right, give me 1 second, please.
I don't know why they put that. On my paper. They did it on some more, and I had to change them.
Gosh, probably it was an old address, and it hasn't been updated yet, but could you repeat it one more time, please?
31061.
Thank you. And the name of the street, please?
Monticello, Old Monticello Road.
Thank you very much. And it is still in Atlanta, Georgia, correct?
No, it's not Atlanta. It's Milledgeville, Georgia.
Thank you. And can I have the zip code, please?
31061.
Thank you very much, ma'am. So now that we have the correct information, I'm going to connect you with a benefit specialist who will provide you further options to see if you can qualify to top up your benefits, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, ma'am. Just bear with me for a moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, the line is ringing right now. I will introduce you, and then I'll leave you to get more information.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, good morning. This is Robert, and I have Betty on the line who is interested in learning more about her benefits. I'll go ahead and step up now so you can too continue, all right? All right, Betty, we just had the call disconnected, so just bear with me for a moment. I'll try to connect you once again, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Un disqualify.
Hey.
I bet y'all are really busy right now.
All right, buddy. So at this time, it seems that all of our specialists are currently busy. So I'll go ahead and schedule a callback. Once I have a specialist on the line, I'll get back with you. So
okay.
Sure. Just making sure, ma'am. What would be the best contact number to reach you back?
The number that you got on caller ID.
All right. All right. No problem. The one in 3597, right?
What'd you say?
The one in 3597, correct?
234? I don't
even
know my number. Yeah, that sounds right.
No problem. We'll go ahead and call you back to the same phone number, ma'am. Thank you so much for picking up the phone. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah, how much more can you get me? Do you know?
We'll go ahead and get that information, but you will be able to get up to $4,018. That might be like an approximately.
Because I've got, I'm like, oh, God, how am I going to make it, you know?
We hope everything goes all right, and our specialist is going to be providing you further information once we get back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Just before letting you go, let me try once again to see if I can reach somebody before
letting you go,
okay?
Okay, I'm gonna stay on the phone.
Thank you so much. Just a second, please.
I used to smoke without it helping the restaurant. But then, I had open heart surgery. My tip is, find healthy ways to cope with stress. Because open heart surgery is pretty stressful. You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NAP for help with pre-medication.
Okay, so unfortunately I couldn't reach anybody at this moment, but we'll go ahead and give you a call back once we have someone available, okay?
Okay, thank you. And your name is?
My name is Robert.
Robert, okay. Thank you so much, Robert.
No problem, ma'am. I'll be the one giving you a call back, but it's just be aware of your phone, and thank you for your time.
The number that you call me from, I need to know. I'm not going to answer any number but your number.
It would be the same phone number I'm calling you from right now, miss.
Okay. I'm going to write it down to you so I'll have it.
No problem.
So these people keep calling.
Don't worry.
And you know how that is.
I got you, miss. But, yeah, don't worry. I'll make sure I give you a call. It will be from the same phone number, and we'll give you a call once we have a specialist provide further details.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Talk to you later, miss.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.